development project, there are concerns about a possible impact on any related economic development projects throughout upstate New York. Randy Gorbin takes a look at worries about a major initiative in Rochester.
Company moves from Silicon Valley to Rochester, New York.
That's how Governor Cuomo made the announcement in March that hundreds of jobs would be coming to Rochester as a result of the recent push into photonics, which involves the use of light in robotics, medical imaging, and other fields. Cuomo said that two companies coming to the region would eventually create about 1,400 jobs. Rochester is set to become a hub for photonics with an infusion of more than $600 million from federal, state, and private sources. But when the news broke in recent months about a federal probe of contracts surrounding the Buffalo Billion, as well as state investigations, there have been concerns expressed about whether the progress of Rochester's photonics initiative might be ensnared in some way. Last month, Wegman's CEO Danny Wegman told the Democrat and Chronicle that the investigation seemed to have slowed the regional economic development efforts somewhat. Wegman is co-chair of the Finger Lakes Regional Economic Development Council. But his concern is not shared by a couple of key Rochester area officials, including Congresswoman Louise Slaughter, who has been instrumental in getting a Photonics Institute to be headquartered in Rochester.
Photonics is a federal program. What we're looking into are the programs that came from SUNY Poly. And if you remember, the state had all these contests, we'll give you $500 million if you compete against our neighbors. That was their money. That is not what we have done with photonics.
Slaughter cautions that while people may be impatient for photonics and the jobs that it will bring, it is a process that will take some time to ramp up. A similar sentiment is expressed by Bob Duffy, president and CEO of the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce. Duffy says he understands the need for federal and state officials looking into these economic development programs to perform their due diligence.
You know, we certainly support them to do their investigation, but the words that we've gotten from the governor's office in the state is don't expect any delays at all.
Duffy, a former lieutenant governor and Rochester mayor, has also praised the work done by SUNY Polytechnic president Elaine Calleros, who has come under additional scrutiny as part of the probes into how the Buffalo Billion and other projects have been structured. Duffy says Calleros and his team have been responsible for enormous investments around the state. SUNY Poly is involved not only in Rochester's photonics initiative, but also in similar models around New York, including a nanotechnology center in Albany, a high-tech hub in Syracuse, and another high-tech initiative in Utica. The former lieutenant governor also says that while what he knows of the federal or state probes involving economic development projects is what he reads or hears in the media, he did not see evidence of corruption during his tenure in Albany.
Having spent 4 years with the governor, I have never seen anything. I've been involved in anything, had anything even inferred that was anything but above board and by the numbers.
Although Governor Cuomo did recently appoint a special investigator in response to the federal probe of the Buffalo Billion project, he did praise Calleros last month for his economic development stewardship.
Dr. Elaine Calleros' work has been extraordinary in turning around Buffalo, turning around Albany, the Photonics Center here in Rochester. And questions are normal, and they're natural.
Not as enamored with Calleros or SUNY Poly is State Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli. The Rochester area lawmaker was involved in some of the factional fighting that went on in Rochester when there was a dispute over which building in downtown Rochester would house headquarters for the new photonics hub.
I've been concerned about the progress of the photonics project since its inception and have always expressed my concerns that the University of Rochester and Rochester Institute of Technology, among others, be at the table. SUNY Poly has taken the lead in the project, and obviously they're being looked at, although I've not heard anything that relates to photonics specifically.
But local leaders in Rochester seem to have made their peace for now in terms of the boards and buildings that will be used for the photonics initiative. They also remain hopeful that whatever fallout occurs from the state and federal probes of the Buffalo Billion, it will not impede the progression of a high-tech project some Rochester area officials feel has the potential to create thousands of jobs. In Rochester, I'm Randy Gorbin for WRVO News.